Welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. Now we're going to turn to a conversation about a classic play at the Everyman Theater in Baltimore. Eugene O'Neill's Long Day's Journey into Night. It won a Tony Award and the Pulitzer Prize, and it's been performed around the world since its premiere in 1956. It takes place over the course of a day and a night in 1912 in the home of the Tyrone family in New London, Connecticut. And the Tyrones have what you might call issues. Deborah Hazlett plays the matriarch of the family, Mary Tyrone. She joins me here in Studio A, along with Jonathan Waller, Everyman's managing director. Welcome to you both. Good to see you.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for having us.
And Deborah, first of all, brava diva. Linnell and I saw the production last night. It was the last preview, so I know you were still sort of, you know, stitching the costumes together and, you know, getting it ready for opening night tonight. But, you know, it's a tour de force performance of an iconic role. I mean, so many actors point to this role, Mary Tyrone, as the sort of holy grail. I mean, I think Don Hicken, the director of this production, who does a wonderful job, referred to it in that very way. What makes it so such a pinnacle of aspiration for people in your business?
Well, and I've been saying ever since I knew who Mary Tyrone was, I've wanted to play her, and I'm finally at the place in my life where that's open to me. I think Mary's journey has a lot of opportunity for catharsis and reaching people that see this play, because you don't have to be drug addicted to understand the suffering of being alone, the suffering of feeling isolation and loss. But I think as an actress, because she takes this journey from health to sickness in one day and one night, from health to recurrence, it's a real path to travel. And it takes all your skill, your technique, your intuitive way of working, coming together in one performance.
Yeah, it's an arc. You know, you start at 7 o'clock, and by 10:30 or so, 10:25, you're
in another world.
You're in a whole other ball game. And John Waller, I mean, this play does take up the issues of addiction. Mary Tyrone is addicted to opioids. That's certainly something very resonant with what we're going on, what's going on with us here as a country. And you've chosen to actually single that out for the animating force behind some of the extra play things that you're doing. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, we believe that, you know, a great story brings people together, and we have a diverse community that comes and sees these plays at Everyman. Mm-hmm. And to just leave it on the table after if people just walk out afterwards and we don't have an opportunity to connect around those issues, that we're missing an opportunity in our community. So we are trying to take the themes of our plays and connect them to people's lives in meaningful ways. And there is a theme through this play that is very relevant to Baltimore right now and the country, opioid addiction, but not just addiction, recovery, healing, families trying to grapple with this this issue. And, you know, it couldn't be more beautifully rendered than it is in Long Day's Journey and Tonight. And I think, in a way, what the play does that we're trying to do with some of our community engagement initiatives is to humanize people who are suffering from addiction and maybe take it out of that space of it being a criminal problem issue that we have to deal with, and something that is a health issue that can be addressed in various ways. So we have a couple initiatives coming up. We have a workshop, two-part workshop, that we're calling Reducing Harm via Participatory Theater, where we're going to take two workshops and work on your story of addiction or someone in your family, and by owning your story and then having the courage and the empowerment to share that story, you're actually reducing harm and reducing stigma around addiction issues, which helps other people share their story and helps other people seek treatment for those challenges that they face.
Here's a little clip of Deborah Hazlett in Long Day's Journey in Tonight. This is a scene in which Mary Tyrone is speaking to her husband, James, who's played by Kurt Rhodes, talking about, you know, how she used to be healthy, but isn't so much anymore.
Bearing Edmund was the last straw. I was so sick afterwards. Cheap quack of a hotel doctor. All he knew is that I was in pain. It was so easy for him to stop the pain.
Mary, forget the past.
Why? How can I? The past is the present, isn't it? It's the future, too. We try to lie our way out of that, but life won't let us. I blame only myself.
We try to lie our way out of it, but life won't let us. Yeah. This is an autobiographical play. Mr.
Yes.
O'Neill had a very troubled life.
Yes.
There's a lot of trouble in this play that's based directly on his own experience. When you research a role like this, do you have to draw on, what experience do you draw on personally, and or how did you find out how to get inside Mary Tyrone?
Well, I had this extraordinary gift in this show. My husband and I went to the O'Neill family home in New London, Connecticut, and I had a tour at night because that's how it had to work. So we were just by ourselves with the tour guide, and I took my shoes off and I walked on the floors and sat in her rocking chair and went up and down those stairs.
Like you lived there. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just remarkable. But every time you play an iconic character, you have to try not to think about what other people might think that character is. I have to think about who my Mary is. Mm-hmm. And of course, again, I can relate to the places that she finds herself, the places of loneliness. And this family wouldn't fight unless they loved each other. And I believe we have found the compassion and heart of this play, and actually moments of hope mm-hmm. for connection. And if we can share that with the audience and get connected with our audience, I think we can bring that out into the world in a way that I find hopeful.
Well, there is a lot of vitriolic, many vitriolic exchanges, but also instant apologies in this script,
that's right. mm-hmm.
Which is really quite quite interesting. And this notion of hope, this notion of what theater can do mm-hmm. when one leaves this experience of being in this theater for quite a good hitch. I mm-hmm. mean, it's, you know, it starts at 7 and we were out of there last night by, 10:30 or so. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to be all in on this, John Waller. But what is what's your aspiration for what people will leave the theater with?
I think these are virtuosic performances from people that will be very familiar to Everyman audiences. We have three of our resident company members.
Danny Gavigan and Tim Danny Getman.
Tim Getman.
Lovely Kurt Rhodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think
and
you...
And Catherine Arion.
Of course. So beautiful performances, Eugene O'Neill's magnum opus. And I think you leave what sounds like maybe a challenging play with some feelings of hope and having experienced a really rich and rewarding artistic
experience.
And I hope
compassion.
Right. Yeah.
Compassion
yeah.
for people who
well,
are
you
suffering.
Certainly play her very compassionately. So, yeah. Break a Leg, you open tonight officially, and I hope it's a wonderful run. Thanks
Thank
so
you.
Much for coming in.
Thank you, Tom.
Oh, my pleasure.
Jonathan Waller is the managing director of the Everyman Theater here in Baltimore. Deborah Hazlett stars in the Everyman's production of Eugene O'Neill's iconic play, Long Day's Journey, and tonight it's at the Everyman until March 4th. And by the way, Midday theater critic J. Wynn Russick will review this production next Thursday here on Midday. There are a number of events related to the play happening over the course of its run. Next Tuesday night at the Parkway Theater on North Avenue, there's a screening of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, a movie about another dysfunctional family. It's part of the Everyman at the Parkway series, and Donald Hicken, who directs this production at the Everyman, will moderate the Q&A. We've got all the information about that kind of stuff at wipr.org/Midday. That's it for us today. Coming up Monday, the day after Super Sunday, we're going to talk to a legendary ad man about the commercials in this year's Super Bowl and the future of his industry. He's not particularly keen on the future of ads as we know them, but he has some interesting ideas about what might replace them. His name is Andrew Essex, and his new book is called The End of Advertising. That's coming up Monday on Midday. We want to thank Patango Bakery and Cafe for providing lunch today. They're located on South Ann Street in historic Fells Point. They specialize in imported Italian charcuterie and house-made breads and pastries. They're open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. with menus and hours on their website, patangogelato.com/bakery. We also want to thank Marie-Louise Bistro. They're on Charles Street in Mount Vernon. They specialize in a blend of French, Italian, and Mediterranean cuisines. They're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, or dinner with brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Menu and reservations at marie-louise-bistro-catering.com. Thanks to our director and engineer, Luke Spicknall, Rob Sivak, Sienna Greaves, and Kathleen Cahill, who are our producers, Jemiah Krempel, who does our digital stuff, and Austin Coughlin, who wrote the theme music. Thanks for listening. I look forward to being with you next week. Enjoy the game if you're going to watch it. Go Eagles.